Cycle Update. The hits just keep on coming, right? Terra blockchain breached for millions of dollars. CryptoTalk.fm. My name is Leister. I'm your host. Just to be clear, it's not Luna specifically. Luna was not breached, but the Terra blockchain was breached. Shortly over $60 million. There's some Astro tokens, USDC, USDT, and a little bit of Bitcoin. The Bitcoin, I think, was the main target. They just happened to stumble across the rest of the stuff. This happened fresh off the heels of the Terra chain doing some maintenance that they had announced in advance, and money was taken. It is what it is. So the funny part about that, well, not funny, but the ironic part about this is the breach happened due to a vulnerability that was already known. It was already exposed. They were told about it. They didn't fix it. This was exposed way back in April. Allegedly, they had done a patch, but then it was back again the month later. So that's the ironic part, is they exploded something that was already a known something. I mean, it was guaranteed to happen no matter what. And with what's happening in the Terra ecosystem overall, I'm talking Luna Classic and Luna, with what's happening in the ecosystem, confidence is already at an all-time low across the board with it because of what's been happening on certainly Luna Classic, but then with Do Rug Pull, aka Do Kwon, and then the main Luna, the new Luna. Apparently, it's still dispersing. I forgot even what exchange I had that was doing the disbursements, but I just kind of ignored it because it was a scam when I saw it. So this happened. That's going to affect price movement some ways, but I don't know how much it's going to. It seems like Luna Classic was affected price a bit. That was interesting to me, but it seemed like it was affected a little bit in this price because I figured that Luna Classic was already low enough to the point that I would not expect it to go down. I would expect it to go up because of like opportunists, like, you know, that somebody would, let's say it's an insider, right? I would expect that they would do a major buy prior to whatever happened, knowing it would go down. I wouldn't expect it to just go more down than it was already going down. That was weird to me, but it is what it is. If you don't know the attack, I want to simplify how the attack works because a lot of these blockchains are subject to it. How this works, this specific type of breach, some smart contracts are written to respond and take action based on certain commands that they're not supposed to based on the initial caller. There's supposed to be some sort of, I don't want to say authorization, but some sort of knowledge that the caller is okay to make the call. When you connect your wallet, you are authorizing transactions from your wallet. The wallet's making it on your behalf to send it back. The smart contract has functions that allow this to happen, but it's supposed to be scoped in a very specific way such that there's levels that are inconvenient, but they're supposed to be there to prevent this very sort of attack. And what I understand is that they were not there in this specific attack, or at a point they weren't, and then they added it, but then they removed it, and it's this whole fiasco going on. And when I took a look at Astro, which is the Astroport token, the Astroport token was already low. It was already like at 5 cents or whatever, and then it dropped way down to 2 cents. So I don't know if you're bullish on the ecosystem, I guess there's an opportunity to get and make some money off that business. But I was trying to see, because it said that the Luna Classic token had been affected by it. And again, I thought that Luna Classic was already so low that if something was going to happen, I'd expect a pump, strong pump, because it's already low. Turns out it did actually drop, and it didn't drop as significantly as Astro did. It dropped, but it was nowhere near, that's, you know, but I didn't see the initial pump I would have expected from what would be an inside situation, meaning that if somebody who had done the breach knew that they were about to do the breach, they could have caused a pump. You know, you dump $100,000 or $200,000 in the deal, you breach it, right, and you're draining because off that run, I would expect to see something like that. I didn't see that. It just dumped. So that's what it is. It looks like, when I run the numbers, that Luna Classic was more impacted than Luna. Although it seemed to affect the ecosystem overall because of the, you know, the way that the blockchain was breached. It didn't affect them overall. Both of them were affected, Luna Classic and Luna, but it seemed like those secondary tokens were the target, especially the Bitcoin. It seemed like the Bitcoin was the target. These other ones were really collateral damage. There it is. I don't think I'm going to follow up on this one. Chances are Blee's going to talk about it. It's almost guaranteed he'll talk about it. So you may see an update coming from his channel.